too much or too little. Hello and welcome, everyone, for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Maddox. For weeks now, Tennessee farmers have been looking for drier days so that they could begin planting this year's corn crop. So far, according to the Tennessee Ag Statistics Service, only about 10% of the corn crop has been planted, while for the five-year average, farmers should be close to about halfway complete by now. By contrast, while farmers here are challenged by too much water, in the nation's largest ag-producing state of California, just the opposite. California farmers and ranchers face a dire water situation. California Governor Jerry Brown announced mandatory water cuts for urban users, which has caused the agricultural industry to be given some negative attention. Shanika Otterby has more.
Media on the West Coast has reported agriculture uses 80% of the water and accounts for less than 2% of California's gross domestic product. But California Farm Bureau President Paul Winger says that is not true.
We in ag have just done what we do so well for so long that people have taken it for granted. I've talked to some disgruntled homeowners that are told that they have to cut back the water in their lawns. Could you tell me one person that had to refinance their home because they were asked to cut back on their watering or take quicker showers? And nobody, of course, is in that situation.
Some farmers have told Winger if next year is a wet year, they will survive. But if it's another dry year, they will fold.
We had ample water over the last 4 years, even with a drought. We had a six-year drought between 88 and 93. We never had these types of impacts, even though we had less water. And most of it revolves around the Inflexible Endangered Species Act.
Winger says American agriculture must invest more money to support the organizations like Farm Bureau advocating for farmers and ranchers.
When these troubled times come, and they're going to come again, even if we get through the drought, that we are out there meeting some of this misinformation head on.
Shanika Otterby, Washington.
And for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox.